Hello and thank you for joining me today. This is Mindy McNeil and I am in studio. Happy New Year. We've been talking a little bit about resolutions and things that are going on. And right now I am joined by Dr. Vern L. Howard. He is the chairman of the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Colorado Holiday Commission. And if you are looking for things to do in the new year, if your resolution is to get out and do more things, well, KUVO and Dr. Vern, we're here to help you with that because there's a lot of things going on in the community right now. Dr. Vern, would you like to share some things? I know you've got the parade coming up. You've got the rodeo. We've got the MLK Junior Luncheon. There's the Humanitarian Awards. I don't even know where to start. So maybe you can pick some good stuff and tell us what's out there so we can get out there and fulfill our New Year's resolutions of getting out and being more in the community.
Absolutely. Happy New Year to you, and thank you for having us. Oh, we appreciate it.
Happy New Year.
Everyone knows that in January, Colorado hosts the largest and most progressive Dr. Martin Luther King events in the world. We, last January, had access to over 100,000 people in the state of Colorado. We have programs as far south as Pueblo, as far west as Grand Junction, as far east as Greeley, and as far north as Fort Collins. We touch almost all 64 counties in the state of Colorado. Last year at the parade, we gave over 4,000 pounds of food, winter clothing, personal hygiene products, and things of that sort, things that we have done for many years and continue to do. This Tuesday, the 14th, is the Dr. Martin Luther King Humanitarian Awards, the 29th year we've hosted this event. Mindy, here's the beauty of this event. It's free to the public. It's a concert with the Colorado Symphony Orchestra. We literally cater a private and public reception, so first come, first serve on the food. It's an event where you might see Denver's most affluent people,
That's okay. Like I said, I'm editing, so I don't worry.
Denver's most affluent people actually hobnobbing with Denver's economically challenged folks. It is a beautiful event. We have wonderful, wonderful recipients each and every year. This year, we will be honoring Dr. Seal Morgan Smith and Tamara Banks with the Honorable Wilma J. Webb Founders Award. The Lifetime Achievement Awards will be going to Dr. Hazel Johnson Whitsett and Jerome and Joe Catherine Page. We have Dr. Aubrey Larizzo, the ADL, and I want to talk more about the ADL here in a moment, and Candace McKnight that will be receiving the Humanitarian Awards. Now, here's the beauty of these awards. This particular award is nominated from people around the state of Colorado. And we have a selection committee from people around the state of Colorado. So say that Mindy was nominated, and everybody, oh, well, we know Mindy. We're just going to give it to Mindy. No, they have to now read your nomination and the reason why you should receive the award. This year, we're giving the first ever Allen Harrison Berg Humanitarian Award. Mindy, before you came to Denver, back in the 80s, Allen Berg was a radio host who took on the white supremacists, who took on hatred, who took on discrimination and things like that. And he was actually killed by a white supremacist in his front yard. What a lot of people may not realize is that since December 23rd, there has been at least one killing of someone in our Jewish community every single day that has hit the press. Now, a lot of people say, well, yeah, that happens in the brown and black communities as well. Yes, yes, it does. And we understand that a lot of times the information is not translated and doesn't come out as well to the press and to the public as some of the other events may. So we wanted to do something different. And a lot of people don't know this. The first ever Martin Luther King event after Dr. King's sacrifice was put on by the Jewish community at the Israel embassy. So with all of that said, we have that event that is Tuesday. Then on Wednesday, we have a youth program in Aurora with the NAACP. We have on Thursday, you know what? They can go to our website, Dr. Martin L. King, JRCHC.org, and see all the different events that we have going on.
Okay, so that's Dr. Martin L. King,
JRCHC.org, and Dr. is DR.
Okay.
And everything else is spelled out. And we took out Luther and left L.
Okay.
Shortened it just a little bit. We have, on Friday, we will have the Dr. Martin Luther King Peace Breakfast over at Auraria Campus.
Can you elaborate a little bit on that one? Because that does sound, that sounds really, because that, for, that's basically like the kickoff of the Martin Luther King Jr. weekend. It's Friday.
Yes.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So,
yes.
Yeah, so I'm hearing breakfast. So, to me, I'm like, okay, it sounds like festivities. I mean, things are happening during the week, but when you think about the weekend, you start on a Friday. So, what is the Peace Breakfast about?
The Peace Breakfast has been going on for 35 years as well. And what it is, we actually have several people from around the state, which is nominated for the Dr. Martin Luther King Peace Award. It's done at the Auraria campus. It's a breakfast with a keynote speaker, and I apologize. The keynote speaker is escaping me right now, so forgive me for that. And it's at 7 a.m.
Okay.
The cost is extremely reasonable, something like $25. And, of course, you pay to park and things of that nature, and that's at the Auraria Camp, at the Tivoli.
Okay,
at the Tivoli. And at the same time, we have the Aurora Community of Faith breakfast, which is at the Aurora Municipal Building on Chambers and Alameda. The cost for that one is $15.
Okay.
And understand, Aurora Community of Faith. Mm. So we are having the clergy who conduct and run that program. At 11 a.m., we have the Dr. Martin Luther King Business Social Responsibility Awards and Luncheon. 35 years in the making.
Okay.
This particular event is one that we, when Mrs. Webb, the Honorable Wilma J. Webb, founded the organization, she thought that the community should benefit from the businesses we work with. And those businesses that work in the community should be honored and recognized for the work that they do. So this year's recipients is Dr. Jadel Allen Davis, MD, who happens to be the CEO over at Craig. She used to be formerly with Kaiser, and she did great things at Kaiser. The Ball Corporation, the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless, Nita Mosley Tyler, PhD, the Women's Bean Project. What an awesome, awesome program. John Yee, posthumously, and the Trailblazer Award.
What is a Trailblazer Award?
I'm glad you asked that question. This one's one that's dearest to my heart. What we do, I don't know if you know this. Do you know that since 2010, 600,000 people moved into Denver?
Okay, I thought it was even more than that. Wow, yeah.
Yes, Denver has a population of over a million people now. Mm-hmm. So what happens when the nominations go out, people are always nominating these wonderful, beautiful people doing wonderful, great things.
Mm-hmm.
However, they forget about the people who blazed the trail.
Okay.
They forget about the people, or they don't know about the people who 40, 50, 60 years ago was fighting for human rights here in Denver.
Wow.
They forget about those. And I championed that. As the chairman, I'm not a dictator.
Mm-hmm.
I actually allow our committees to bring their input. And it took me 12 years to get this recognized.
Okay.
And so Bishop Asen Phillips will be receiving the Trailblazer Award this year. Bishop Phillips was one of the people who made the holiday possible in Colorado. He marched with Dr. King. He actually was in Selma for Turnaround Tuesday when they, after Bloody Monday on March 7th, when they went back and marched to go to Birmingham, he was there for that. And he, in fact, his church was the Mount Gilead Baptist Church here in Denver. And the Ku Klux Klan burned a cross in his in the church's yard, threatened to kill him and burn down the church. Well, it just so happens that Lauren Watson, who was head of the Black Panthers here in Denver, actually went to the church, and him and the Black Panthers surrounded, and they said, "We will protect this church and Bishop Phillips at all costs." And the Klan decided to pick up their bags and go elsewhere. That's how instrumental Bishop Phillips was in the Denver community.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Yeah. And so he's receiving the Trailblazer Award. And I'm always so proud of that because that's the award I always get to nominate.
You're like, I have a say-so. Yes.
And that's because I am a historian. Mm. And I have been in Denver all my life. Okay. So I know who was here, who laid those foundations and so forth and so on. On Saturday, the Denver branch of the NAACP is having their annual luncheon, which honors Dr. King as well. And I, again, that information will be on our website. Okay. And then on Saturday, we have the Marshall training. Now, Marshall training, we request that people come out to Marshall training to help us as marshals with the maraid and things of that nature. And all a marshal simply does is keep people focused on what we are working on and why we are there. It is not to police and or to service security. We have both of those elements in place. On Sunday, we have the Greater Metropolitan Denver Ministerial Alliance is hosting their 35th annual Dr. Martin Luther King Interfaith Service. And it's going to be at Temple Shalom. So I want you to understand what I just said. The Greater Metropolitan Denver Ministerial Alliance, which generally consists of mainly Christians,
is that a Jewish temple?
Are working with the Jewish community. That's why it's the interfaith service.
Okay.
They're doing things. We have always tried to do things in Colorado in the spirit that Dr. King did them in. If you ever take a look at some of the historic photos of Dr. King, such as when they were watching across the Edmund Pettus Bridge, you will see that he's there with rabbis and those of the Catholic faith. You will see that when he gave the I Have a Dream speech, he was surrounded by Muslims, Catholics, Lutherans, Jewish people, so forth and so on. And that is what Dr. King was about. He was about uniting people. It didn't matter what your race, color, or creed was. In fact, it didn't even matter what your sexual preference was. Let's take a look at something real quick, and I know I'm digressing here. However, Bayard Rustin was Dr. King's public information officer. He came from the North. He was a Black man in the 50s. In the South, he was openly gay, a communist, and Black. All three of those was a death sentence in the 50s. In the South.
I was like, oh my gosh, with a combination. Okay.
Yeah. Talk about the perfect storm.
Yeah.
And yet Dr. King made him his public information officer.
Oh my gosh.
He didn't care about those things. He cared about humanity, loving one another, building bridges. Dr. King said that hate can't drive out hate, only love can do that. Just like darkness can't drive out darkness, only light can do that. And it's actually reversed. It's actually reversed. However, that's what Dr. King said. You know what our theme is this year?
No.
Renewed dedication to humanity.
Oh, I like, okay.
And that came from Dr. King's Nobel Peace Prize acceptance speech.
Okay. Monday, we go into the Monday is the Marade.
Monday is the Marade.
Okay, so a little history on the Marade and how it helps, you know, the benefits in Denver, different things like that.
Let's talk about the Marade. First of all, 35 years we've been doing the Marade. I've been there all 35. The word Marade, for some of your new listeners and those who may be listening around the world, because they can download the Kuvo app, ladies and gentlemen. Just go to KUVO.org and download the app, and you can listen to Kuvo all over the world, no matter where you're at, as long as you have an internet connection. That's KUVO.org.
Yay! We like the plug. We'll take it.
Sorry, Mindy.
That's okay. The note. You're good.
It took 12 years to get the holiday passed in Colorado. Actually, it took a little longer. However, Mrs. Webb fought the battle for 12 years, the Honorable Wilma J. Webb. And on April the 4th of 1984, Governor Dick Lamb signed into legislation the holiday. 2 years later, 1986, was the very first commemorations. A commission was put together, and I'm talking about a blue panel commission of 80 people, everybody from the business community to the religious community, you name it, we had them. And Mrs. Webb came up with the word Marade, taking March, the M from the word march, which means to demonstrate, which means to have freedom of speech, to exercise your First Amendment right. And the word arrayed from parade, which means to celebrate, because we've come a long way and we're continuing to have a long way to go. And it seems like sometimes we're going backwards. And yet and still, she came up with the word Marade. That very first commission was designed to have one holiday, one time. That was it, that first year in 1986. However, the people will not let it die. And so Marade is a hybrid of two words, march and parade. And so for 35 years, we've been doing it. Mindy, in 2007 and 2008, the temperature on Marade Day or Martin Day happened to have been 1 year 6 below 0, the next year 13 below zero was the high. And back then, the mayor of Denver, Mayor John Hickenlooper, called me. He said, "Vern, we were wondering if you're canceling the Marade." And I said, "Why would we do that?" He said, "The temperature." I said, "Dr. King marched against death threats, fire hoses, dogs biting, being stabbed, being threatened every day of his life. He was threatened a minimum of 50 death threats a day. And we live in Colorado, and January is the coldest month of the year, and we know that, and we can't march, walk 3 miles because it's cold." And the mayor said, "I should have known better than to call you." Well, here's the ironic thing. We had 30,000 people still come out to march. 30,000, regardless of the temperature. At the Marade, Mindy, we are collecting old cellular phones, which will be refurbished. And when they are refurbished, they are given to battered women's shelters, rape centers, senior living facilities, assisted living facilities, and police departments. We've been doing that for 20 years. We are collecting non-perishable food items, winter clothing, personal hygiene products. Last year at the Marade, we collected over 4,000 pounds of these products, and we gave 4,000 pounds of these products. So what came in went right back out. We worked with the Coalition for the Homeless. We worked with the Colorado Food Bank. And that's right. And we continue to do that each and every year. We have service programs. The national theme, which was created in 1996 by the King Center, is Remember, Celebrate, Act. A day on, not a day off. And the reason why that theme was put together was because, as the survey showed, King Day became one of the top 10 shopping days in the nation, one of the top 10 skiing days in the nation. And what was happening is a lot of people were claiming that they were taking off to volunteer in their different communities and getting hurt and going back to work hurt or whatever the case may be. And this is why you find a lot of companies that are not closed on King Day anymore. With that said, we have other service projects as well. We have Hi Mom, I Am Home, which is an organization that works to put children in the foster care system back with their biological families. We have King Supers that will be there hiring people. Hiring. They will be interviewing and hiring people at the Marade. We have the U.S. Census that will be interviewing and hiring people at the Marade in 2020. This year. Just go to the volunteer link and sign up to volunteer. And also, we are a private commission. Let me make that clear. With all the things that we do around the state of Colorado, our name is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Colorado Holiday Commission. The original commission's name was Martin Luther King Colorado Holiday Commission, without the doctor in front of it. However, that was put together by Governor Dick Lamb. In 2000, in 1998, Mrs. Webb dismantled that commission. And we put it right back together under a private commission so we can keep the programs going year-round like we have done for the last 35 years now.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Dr. Howard, this is just amazing, all the work that you guys are doing. And to our listeners who want to participate, they want to help out, they want to go to the Marade, they want to see more of the activities, the website address again so that they can get more informed?
Is Dr., that's Dr. Martin L. King, JRCHC.org. And one more thing, Mindy. Mm-hmm. You just mentioned all the work that we do. Mm-hmm. It is done by a staff of volunteers.
Oh, my gosh.
Not one of us, including myself, not one of us receives a monetary compensation. Mm-hmm. Our reward is helping and working in the community. Dr. King quoted Jesus when he said that everyone can be great because everyone can serve.
So we've got the Marade, we've got the luncheon, we've got the humanitarian awards. Dr. Vern L. Howard, where is the rodeo?
The rodeo is the evening of the 20th on Dr. Martin Luther King Day again at the National Western Stock Show. And here's the kicker. Tickets aren't but $26. And it starts at 6 p.m. Now, if you have a group of 10 or more, call me and I can get you tickets for $24. If you have a group of youth that you would like to take, then I can get those tickets for $16. However, you have to call me directly on those.
I was going to say
720-971-1329. 720-971-1329. Now, there is a catch. The catch is for the youth tickets especially, 2 adults per 10 children. Okay. If they're, and they audit it. If mm-hmm. they walk through and they see that there's all adults sitting there, they will, yeah. It's not a pretty sight. We had that happen last year. Okay. And then for those who want the $24 tickets for groups of 10 or more. Mm-hmm. Again, we will put your name on a roster saying that in this section, this is where the Kuvo group is sitting. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, why don't we do that? Let's call them the Kuvo group. If they call from Kuvo,
yes.
I will put a group together and mm-hmm. we'll call them the Kuvo group.
So basically, they can call you and say, I was listening to your interview on Kuvo, and this is what we want to do.
Absolutely.
And we're not going to take advantage.
Yeah. Take advantage.
But we're not going to, you know, have more adults than children if we're asking for the children's discount.
Right. No.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes.
However, the other tickets
please, you know, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, okay? And it is the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Rodeo of Champions, Invitational Rodeo of Champions. You know what Invitational Rodeo of Champions mean?
The best of the best.
Only invite champions to be part of the rodeo.
Yeah, I who was my buddy from last year, Cowboy Maurice.
That's right. Absolutely.
So, yes. Okay, great. Well, thank you very much for exposing us to some good history, taking us down memory lane a little bit, and also letting us know what's coming up in the new year, or this month for the new year. So thank you very much, Dr. Vernell Howard, for being here, and Happy New Year to you.
And Happy New Year to you. Thank you.